Hey, it's Ron Jacobs for Endpoint TV, and I was reading some posts on our MSDN forum, and some people were asking, you know, about how do you consume a WCF service from workflow? And it sounds like this ought to be really simple. It really should be, but unfortunately, it's not as simple as it should be. We're working to fix that in the future. But I'm going to show you in this episode what you need to do with WF4 to make this easy. So first, let's look at what I've got here on the screen. I've got a simple, just your basic ASP.NET application. It has a WCF service that just has this little return. It's going to return a string and says do work and all that, right? So this is the service we want to consume. And I've got in my web config the service behaviors with HTTP GET enabled so we can add a service reference. And I have here a blank activity, right? So the goal is let's get this activity in my web app to consume this service. Then we'll modify the web app to call this activity, pass in an int, get back that string, and show it on the web page. Okay? This should be really easy, right? It should be, but it's not as easy as it should be. So let me show you what you need to do. First of all, you might say, oh, well, this is no problem. We'll just add a service reference, right? So we click on here, say add service reference. Let's discover there's our service, right? So it's just going to fire up the development server. Yep, okay, that looks great. Let's add a service reference. Okay, super cool. Now what? Okay. Now, if I look at my toolbox here, I don't see any activities that, you know, will help me call this service. Now, I've got a proxy generated, and in fact, if you want to see what the contents of this service reference are, you can just show all the files, and we'll see here that we've got, a reference.cs file here, which has, you know, our proxy class generated for us. But it's not a workflow activity, it's just the typical service reference like you've always used. So this isn't really helping me. Okay, so let's just delete that. The trick is that we need to get the service reference added from a project that actually has a different kind of add service reference. So let's do this. Let's add another project. We'll add a new project, and we want an activity library. We'll just call this activity library 2 here. And now, if I go in here and say add a service reference, let's do the same little dance. Okay, so now we get something that looks a little different. It's reminding me, hey, you're going to see some generated activities in the toolbox after you build this project, okay? So let's go ahead and build it. Okay, and now we see activity library to service reference. We see an activity called do work. And once again, you can see that here. We show all the files. If I look under the reference, see there it is, activity service reference. It's a generated XAML. If I double click that, I see it's really just a sequence with a send and receive reply. The contents have been wired up to initialize the arguments that are sent in, and the activity has arguments with an endpoint name and a do work result, right? And so this is all set up so that, you know, everything is good to go and you can just use this thing. Okay, so that's cool. Now I have a service reference that I can use. Okay, so all right, what if I said, okay, cool, let's come over here and say add a reference. So I can come into my project here and I say, I'm going to add a project reference. Doh! Okay, so now it says, we can't do that because this would cause a circular dependency. See, VS has detected that we've added a service reference to this project, and so, we can't go that route. Now there's a very little interesting twist here. It turns out that if we do this in a slightly different order, we'll get a better result. So let's rewind and try this again. Okay, let's just remove activity library 2. All right, so now let's try something a little different. Let's go and add a new project. We'll do activity library one this time. Okay. And then let's come over here and add a reference to that library. Okay. So now we've got our reference in place, right? It's already cool. And now watch this. We'll add a service reference. We'll discover it. Everything is cool. We've added our service reference. Okay, now we can build. Okay, and now we've got our generated proxy. I know that's twisted, okay? It's totally twisted. But what that's allowed me to do is get the thing done, all right? So we don't need this activity one XAML, so let's just delete that. Okay, and now, now if I come over and edit this activity one, all right, so I see I have my do work activity here. Okay, so now we could just call activity one and do something with it. So I see that do work, we're gonna have to pass in an ID and we get a result out of here. So let's see, and so do work result is a string, right? So let's add some arguments in here. We'll add ID, which is in, it's an int, and result, which is in, out, and it's a string, okay? And so we'll come up here and we'll say our result goes here, our ID goes here. Okay, cool. Now, let's look over here at our ASP.NET page. Let's just drop a button on here. We'll just drop it right there, okay? And so let's go in here. All right, now we want to do something with workflow, right? We want to workflow invoke our activity one, right? So I'm going to say workflow invoker. Thank you, ReSharper. Dot invoke new activity one. Okay, and let's see. We're going to pass in ID equals, and we need an int, right? So we'll just pass in 2, okay? And let's just say var output equals that. Okay, so now we'll get a dictionary back, right? So then we'll just say context.current.response.write. You know, I know this is terrible. Terrible hacky stuff here, but we'll just write this output sub result. Okay, there, that should do it. All right, let's give it a try. Okay, here's the web app here firing up. All right, let's just push the button. Okay, all right. So, oh, okay, one other thing we gotta do. We got to bring in some binding stuff here. Okay, so in our activity library, there's some bunch of binding goo here and stuff. We need to put this into web config. So I'm going to go drop this into our web config. All right, so here we go. Let's drop it in right there. All right, now let's try it again. Okay, let's click our button. Ah, there it is right up there. WCF, you sent to. Uh-huh. So, what did we learn today? Well, my friends, we learned that this is not as good as it should be, but we're going to fix it someday. Actually, there's an open bug on this. I'm telling you, there is. So, what did we learn? We learned that if you put an activity directly in your ASP.NET web app or some other kind of project that's not workflow related, when you add a service reference, Visual Studio just does the regular old add service reference, which generates a code proxy just like it always has. And those kind of proxies aren't very helpful for workflows. There is a different kind of add service reference. We call it add service reference for XAML. And that only gets invoked from certain kind of project types that we know are workflow. So the best thing to do is to create an activity library. But before you add your service reference, you must add a reference from the web app here to that so we can avoid that circular reference problem. All right. Then we generate the service reference, which will cause this little good activity that we saw earlier, the do work activity, to be generated for us. And the necessary config will get there. Once we've done that, then we need to come in here, add the stuff to the web config, it's like I forgot to. Okay, then we can wire up our code to call it the activity and do the whole thing. All right. So we're going to make it better, but that's the way it is for Endpoint TV. I'm your host, Ron Jacobs.